Brownies pilot.
And if anybody deserves this brownie more than me, is the man who's standing at the front door right now waiting to get in. It's Mel Gibson.
Hey, now, man, give me some bloody brownie. Bloody brought Ronan Kenny with me as well. Could you hear him through the door? Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that has the sheer aggression.
The sheer raisins
to ask the question and then answer it. Can we add Arnie to any movie? So far, you know what? They've all been successes. And by the way, if you want to help us out, the easiest way to do that without throwing us any cash, I mean, throw us cash, we won't say no.
Smash that subscribe button.
And share the podcast.
Please.
Let people know what you're enjoying. It'll help us out. Today's movie, Notting Hill.
Yeah, I think it's the first tearjerker of a film we've chosen.
That's true. I mean, Jurassic Park always makes me cry, but that's because I just
especially when the guy on the toilet gets eaten.
That's why I cry every time. Like, it could have been me. Notting Hill. Jeez, what a great movie.
It really is.
Talk me through it. Give me some sweet, sweet synopsis.
Okay. Well, Notting Hill follows the unlikely romance between bookstore owner William Thacker, which is Hugh Grant.
Great name.
And Hollywood actress Anna Scott, starring Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Set in the vibrant neighbourhood of Notting Hill, London, their worlds collide when Anna enters William's shop, which is a travel bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Despite their different backgrounds, they develop a genuine connection. However, navigating the challenges of fame, media intrusion, and personal insecurities tests their budding relationship. With humour, heart, and memorable moments, the film exposes themes of love, acceptance, and the complexities of modern romance.
Oh, so true.
Through ups and downs, William and Anna discover that love can transcend barriers, even in the most unexpected places.
When you said nothing at all. Banging soundtrack as well, just quietly.
Great soundtrack. It made me think I should just download this soundtrack and listen to it.
Like illegally? Don't do that.
I do most things illegally.
Interesting. Now, I'm going to be honest, looking at this movie, I would argue so far this is almost a perfect movie. So if we're adding Arnie to this, we're going to be like surgeons right now. Slapping them gloves on.
Nurse, scalpel.
I don't know why I suck on all the wounds. Anyway, we get right
what
in
there.
What
you're saying is we have the margin for error of adding Arnie to Notting Hill is quite high.
It's quite high.
We could end this podcast going, we made that film a lot worse.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. I want to always make the experience of watching this movie or any movie that we talk about better with the addition of Arnie. I think we can do it, but I think we've got to be delicate.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with just adding characters.
Okay.
All right? Because there's so many perfect characters already in this, and we'll get to that, I know. But I just want to start adding some random characters. First character that feels like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
We have that scene, the press junket. We got Hugh Grant. He walks in. He's a bumbling fool. What the devil? He walks in, and all of a sudden, bam, what he thought was going to be a one-on-one encounter with Julia Roberts, Anna Scott, he ends up being in a big press junket, chatting to all these different people from all these different roles in this movie. And, of course, he does the famous gag where he doesn't know what to say that he's from.
Horse and hound.
Ooh, what the devil? Horse and hound. I'm thinking of all the people he runs into because he has the quick chat with Julia Roberts. Things go well. And then he starts chatting to every single actor. Throw in Arnie.
Arnie's one of the co-stars.
He's one of the co-stars.
Okay, I'm going to enter the room.
Okay,
As William Thacker.
Yeah, no, tell me when this is going to wrap up. I've been talking to these British people all day.
Knock, knock. Hello.
Yeah, come in. How are you?
Hi.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nice to meet you.
Oh, wow, this is...
Speak up. You're bumbling an awful lot.
It's a bit of a character trait of mine. I do bumble.
I hate stereotypical character traits.
I guess the irony is a little bit lost on you. The name is William Thacker.
Okay, you're gonna keep this stumbling all time. It's gonna be a very long chat. What the devil?
Classic.
Okay,
I'm from Horse and Hound.
Oh, cool.
The equestrian.
What do you want to ask me?
It's a sci-fi movie that you're obviously in.
Absolutely, I love sci-fi.
And we love horses and or hounds.
Okay, yes, equally, I assume.
When Arnold, when was the first time you hopped on a horse?
Have I ever actually been on a horse?
Yes.
For the sake of the horse's knees, I have not.
The horses, are you saying?
Everything in Conan that you saw, and I assume you saw it. was stunt work.
Yes.
It wasn't the real horse that I ever got on.
So you're telling the readers of Horse and Hound that every horse you've ever ridden on in a movie has been CGI'd.
Okay, can we cut this? I cannot have that getting out there. I don't know why I was so honest with you. I think it was your bumbling fullness that put me off guard.
I'm quite disarming.
Please, Thatcher! Please.
It's Thacker.
Thacker, I'm so sorry. Oh my God! I can't handle this!
Arnold,
Where's the window? Whoopsie daisy.
What the hell is going on in here?
I swear I...
What the hell is happening?
I had nothing. He jumped out the window. It was nothing my fault. We were talking about horses.
Why is Michael Caine here? I heard him slightly. Is he in this movie too?
What did I tell you? You're only supposed to leave the bloody windows closed. You, Thacker, I saw the whole thing, and I swear I will take this to court. He was threatened by this Mr. Thacker.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, my gosh.
You know you need at least 4 stories to take me down.
Arnold, I do not believe this. I thought you were dead.
It's so good to see you again. You taught me everything I know about acting. It's what an honor. Finally.
And that buddy cop movie we got coming up is going to be an absolute classic. Mm. I just got to do a little bit of business first with a little bit of Batman. I got some bloke called Christopher Nolan on the line. He says he wants me to be some kind of butler.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to beat up this horse and hound douchebag.
Now, let's not beat him up.
Okay.
Because that bad butler was...
Okay, Thacker, I'll make you a deal. I'm going to give you $100,000 right now. You don't run this article, okay? And I won't hear another word from you.
Do you like hounds?
I love hounds. Although... all the ones I work with are CGI as well. No!
Don't run that either! I think it's seamless.
I just am very much looking forward to the buddy cop movie of Michael Caine and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I need to see that. So that's me inserting him in the movie. It's a little cameo role. He'll take a day out to really, you know, make it happen. I think it would add to it. I think I'd be very pleasantly surprised if all of a sudden, you know, you got Hugh Grant walking into Arnold Schwarzenegger's room. Hello. I think I want to see that.
I totally want to see that.
Bang.
So I was thinking about where you could add Arnie as another character itself.
Yeah. Adding, I like this.
And because obviously we are in the game of replacing as well.
Yeah, of course.
But
we mixed it up, baby.
I felt bad replacing the roommate Spike.
I love the guy that plays Spike.
So Reese Iffens is the actor. Okay. He's tremendous. If you've seen The House of the Dragon, he's in it.
Even tremendous. I don't get it either. I don't get it.
He's also in Harry Potter, I believe.
Okay. I'll take your word on
that. As Luna Lovegood's father.
Okay.
Lives in a kind of like a wacky kind of building.
Yeah.
He's got a wacky vibe. Anyway, logically, I would say let's replace him.
No.
I'm actually going, I do not want to touch him.
He's so good.
I want to add another housemaid to the house.
Now we're talking.
So you've got William Thacker, Spike, and Sven.
Sven. Arnie leans into a Sven role.
Just and another housemate.
Because at the end of the day, Hugh Grant is a divorced guy. He's just trying to make ends meet. He's living in like the city center of Notting Hill. He needs some roommates. And you know what? There's room for two.
So I'm theorizing what would happen.
Okay.
Is that great scene where Spike walks in.
Yep.
Anna's there.
Oh, yeah.
William Thacker's there. And then you've got Sven in the background as well.
Yes.
Let's get in this zone.
I'm in the zone already.
I'm going to get myself settled in, and then I'll tell you a story that's going to make your nuts shrink to the size of raisins.
Okay, you do you. But you haven't noticed anything as you're just walking in?
No, not really.
Okay.
Anyway, Sven, what have you been up to today?
Oh, not much.
Have you touched my mayonnaise?
No. I wouldn't dare. I know how much you love to eat it and thinking it's yogurt and making the mistake. I'm sorry. You call it yogurt. Yogurt.
We call it yogurt. Yeah, we call it yogurt. Anyway, it's a little bit hard to do a Welsh accent, but I'm giving it my best. I just got a question for you, Sven, as well.
Yes.
Who's she?
I'm not sure. She hasn't introduced herself yet. For an American.
You think I should go say something?
Oh, mate, shoot your shot. The other one's hopeless.
Sven, I heard that. I heard what you said.
I'm just saying, if you're going to make a move, buddy.
Well, I like to pace myself because I'm a bit more of a romantic classic, if you will.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, but you should probably get in there.
You're right. He does actually. He's a bit of a bumbler.
That's what we were saying earlier.
He does bumble a little bit.
He just bumbles all the time.
Yeah, she's a little quiet though. I haven't heard her say much.
She doesn't say much. Despite the size of her mouth, she doesn't speak very loudly either. I like your shirt, by the way. It's a good shirt.
This one here, it says... Fancier root.
Yeah. I like that.
But they've spelt root R-O-U-T
T-E.
Yeah, so funny.
Because I'm taking a route out of here.
I'm just curious, if you were to wash that shirt, is that a cold wash?
It's actually a hand wash.
Yeah, okay. Explains why you don't do much here watching. I didn't know what my sentence was that came out.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Don't mind me.
I think I just stroke, send help.
Anna, I just got to... These are my two housemates, and they're oafs. I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's fine.
Before you go, though, Sven does have a very humorous story about a kebab in Turkey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have a story ready to go at all times? I don't know if he does, but maybe he does. I don't know.
Yeah, I do. What's going on? Hey, Thacker. You mother Thacker. That's our joke between friends.
Are you guys talking about that kebab story in Turkey? I'd love to hear it.
Happy for you to step in and take over if you want. You were there. You know, you remember it well.
No, I was, but I kind of blacked out a little bit. So I think I'd really appreciate you, Sven, if you took the reins on this one. I'm just going to sit here. I've got my mayonnaise and I've got my apricots and honey.
Okay.
Anna, would you like some apricots and honey?
No, I'm so full of apricots and honey. I
wasn't talking to you, Sven.
No, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, let's get to this. Come on, man.
I really want to hear this story. It sounds like a great story.
Make with the kebab and the turkey.
Okay, so I'm in Turkey and then I'm hungry and you never guess what I'm going to eat. It's a kebab. So I go to the kebab shop and I order the kebab. And it's a weird, because I'm starting to get older in my life and it's looking through. And it's actually, I don't know if it's a link, but it was the first time I found a white hair. Unfortunately, it was in my kebab. I returned it. And the end.
You know, I remember that story being a little bit more funnier at the time.
Yeah, I don't know why you pushed for him to tell that story, Thacker.
I don't even know what that voice is anymore.
I don't know either. I'm trying to do the American laid back, but I don't know what it is.
Pick an accent.
Well, I mean, I guess it was nice. I think I might just shuffle you out here and
yeah, I think I might get going now as well. It's nice meeting you. Once again, nice but surreal.
It's been groovy. It's been really groovy meeting you, Anna.
Goodbye, Anna. Hope you have a wonderful time.
I mean, those shenanigans.
Just their time in Turkey.
I mean, wow. What a story. Now, characters to replace. Alec Baldwin's in this movie. I always forget that.
Does he play himself?
No, because he gets referred to as another name, I think. Right?
Something like that. Looks good at the time.
He's got a cool beard going on.
Yeah, before he really stacked on the kegs.
Yeah, but I like a fat Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock.
That's true.
I do like a fat Alec. There you go. I'll go on record saying that.
All right.
But he is just
I'm not fat shaming Alec Baldwin, by the way.
No, you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare. There's a lot of things to shame Alec Baldwin about lately. The weight probably would be 14 on my list. Anyway, Alec Baldwin's in it. He's the boyfriend. Bit of a douche, but at the same time, like, only a douche because we want Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts to end up together, I think. And so we kind of hate this guy immediately, even though he hasn't really done anything wrong.
He might actually be a ripping bloke.
He might be, but then we kind of learn he's cheating and stuff. And he's a bit of a douchebag. But I would love Alec Baldwin to be replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger in that role.
Okay.
I feel like he can bring everything that Alec did, but he would be better at it because he looks so much better and cooler.
Would you like to be bumbling Alec? Sorry,
bumbling Hugh.
Bumbling Hugh?
No, I think you're doing such a good job. Nah, I'll do it right. Talk me into it. What the devil? Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi, William. I apologize. It's you've come at the wrong time. Oh. There's just... hello, what's going on here?
Hello,
it's room service. Is it? Usually you look like one of those penguins. Yeah, have you taken your penguin outfit off?
I was just...
have you met my smoking hot, sexy supermodel actress wife, Anna Scott?
I absolutely have. I was actually just heading out and I thought I'd stop by and just ask if you needed anything at all.
Oh, this is so kind.
Yeah.
I flew in on a long flight, even though I'm a famous actor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And I feel like I need a little bit of pampering before I go to bed. What do you think, Anna? Yeah, pampering. I do majority of speaking for us in the relationship.
Absolutely. Notice that. If you don't need anything, then I might just head off.
No. You stay. There's plenty to do. Okay, so number one, I'm hungry.
Okay.
I'm going to need some food.
Yeah, no, it looks like a
you're a talkative fella, aren't you?
Yep.
So, get this down. I want a dozen eggs over easy, okay. Six sides of rashes of bacon. So if you've got some beans, I would love some beans.
Let me grab this receipt.
I'd wait for nobody.
Okay. Then
for Anna, she's watching her weight. She's got the best backside in all of Hollywood.
So
she needs to look after that.
She will have a wafer thin
piece of bread and then probably a half glass of water.
Half a glass.
And then just a vial of air. That should fill her up. Just one vial of air. Actually, let's just scrap the carb bread and maybe a cup of sunlight. Just for some vitamin D, because she has to keep the best looking backside in Hollywood. Well done.
Once again, I'll take your word. You don't get
the backside like that if you don't work hard at it. Have you seen Mel Gibson's backside? It's very good.
I've actually heard it once described as delicious.
I can confirm. I went on a night out with Mel Gibson. We were in Turkey. It was a very humorous affair. Mm-hmm. There was a kebab involved. Oh. He spilt the kebab in that funny Australian accent that he does.
I'd love to go back there right now. G'day, mate. How you going there, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Oh, Mel Gibson, I am.
Mel, you crack me up. What have you done with that kebab? You've spilt it on your own backside.
Yeah, look at it. Look at me. Oh, I'm a butt kebab. Ah, classic Australian humor there, mate.
Oh,
look at me. Ah.
Mel, you're so funny. You are just like Mad Max.
Yeah, that's what they call me. They call me Mad Mel.
Yeah.
Another bit of Aussie humor there, mate.
So what are we going to do about this kebab on your butt?
Yeah, well, look at me. My butt's eating it. Nom, 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 nom. This is classic Australian humor, mate. Have a Foster.
This is good publicity for us.
Absolutely. Finally, there was someone here with a camera.
I've got a camera.
Thank you. Get a photo for us, mate.
Ching.
Perfect. There you go, mate. Mate, pleasure doing business with you.
Mel, I want to talk to you. What are we going to do about kebab? I kind of want to eat it off your butt just to try it.
Mate, you wouldn't be the first and you won't be the last.
What if I just have a little nibble?
Mate, tuck in.
Just a little nibble of the doner.
Tuck in.
If I just have a little...
And mate, what's the review?
My review is that Mel Gibson's butt is, in fact, delicious.
No,
anyway, you got the broken heart. I better let you go. I'll call another room service guy because you seem a little bit distraught.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit.
No need to say goodbye to us. Just get out.
Love to say goodbye to Anna.
She needs to go drink her vial of air.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to... I'll take the trash out, obviously, on the way.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to go through it anyway.
I threw up in it earlier.
Yeah, I can smell that.
It's kebab.
Yeah, it absolutely is. That's Mel Gibson's ass kebab. I can almost taste it through the bag. All right.
Mel!
That's seamless, baby. That is absolutely seamless. Add so much more to it. I'm loving that. One of my favorite moments in Notting Hill is where we learn about Anna Scott, when she attends the dinner party. And, you know, it's Hugh Grant's family. You're like, how's this Hollywood star going to go in the situation with regular people?
So wholesome as well.
It's so wholesome. A little bit of Ronan Keating plays in the background at one point. I'm like, unnecessary, but I'll take it.
And then they go around and they do that thing at the dinner party where they all compare who has the most miserable life.
Yes.
So that they can claim the final brownie.
The last slice of the brownie. And it's like literally a competition of whose life sucks more.
Yeah.
I do this all the time at my house. Always win. Always win.
I just do it myself.
I eat a lot of brownie. Oh, yeah, I'm playing with myself. Wait, what?
It's a real tearjerker moment where, and I apologize, I do not remember the character's name.
Okay, you don't need to.
But I'm going to call her Wheelchair Girl.
Wheelchair Girl. All right, you know what? You do need to apologize. No, but she is in a wheelchair. She's like, it's like from a car crash, right?
Yeah, they had an accident like a year or so ago. And it's just, she tells this story about how her and her husband can't have kids.
Yeah.
And I think when I was younger, that really didn't hit home to me at all. But now as a 30-year-old guy, my wife and I are at some point, probably in the next couple of years, thinking about kids. It really kind of hit a different level for me where I was quite sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And then they're literally going around the table and telling these horribly sad stories to earn the brownie. And then Julia Roberts out of nowhere says, what about me? Can I have a shot at telling sad stories? And it's like, mate, you are a Hollywood star. What do you have to possibly bring in this argument? But they let her do it. Now, we know how the Julia Roberts story goes. She's starving. Life's miserable. She's in the blah, blah, blah. I want Arnie just randomly there in the scene. I want Arnie in the dinner party, but I want him as Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to hear his argument of why he thinks he deserves the brownie. I don't know why, but the idea of it tickles me more than anything in this world. So with that in mind, just showing up the bit of brownie there. Oh, yeah, I'm the posh guy that's married to wheelchair girl. I don't know her name either. Okay. Yeah, the last slice of brownie. Who has some miserable stories? What about you? What about you, Arnold? You got a story you want to...
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Yeah, really well. We've been hanging out all night drinking bottles of wine, but nice of you to formally introduce yourself again.
So
it's really good the way scenes work. So I'm just chopping up the brownie here. Here we go. Anna's story was bloody sad, but she ain't getting it.
Yeah, she got nothing on me.
Okay.
I'm a sad man. And I got sad problems.
Okay.
And I just want to talk. Wheelchair lady, where are you going? Get back here. Scooch over. Sorry, she was trying to leave the room.
Yeah, she'll do that. I mean, we are on a slight
I think you didn't leave the brake on.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll see. We'll fix that. But yes, yeah, so tell me the story.
Yeah, so I'm a sad man.
Okay.
Where do you want to begin?
Well, it's your brownie up for grabs, and it is a delicious brownie.
Okay, well, I grew up in Austria.
Okay.
In a little town called Thal, with an abusive father.
Okay. Yep. Hugh, please. He's telling a story.
Yeah. Could you shut that up for a second?
Hugh, for just one moment. We'd love this scene to go further than just a couple of bumbling sentences.
And so, as my father really, he instilled in us a hard sense of work, but it came at a cost.
Yeah, but we all know how the story ends, Matt. You end up becoming a famous bodybuilder, movie actor, rich, famous guy.
This is all a facade.
You're not a famous movie actor, bodybuilder, rich guy?
I am that, okay. Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say.
In fact, now that I think about it, I've bedded many women. I married a Kennedy.
Okay, yep.
Which is kind of cool.
Still got hair?
I've still got my hair. It's natural. Yeah. I've got great abs. I'm big. Great I'm abs. Buff.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, maybe I don't deserve the brownie, but I'm strong enough to prevent you from taking the brownie from my hands.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
I mean, I could... Well, for starters, I pick this brownie up. I walk out the room and Hot Wheels over there ain't getting me.
It's true.
And then if I put it up for ransom, I say, this brownie is going to cost you $1 million in stock on Amazon. The stockbroker in the corner, he's failed. He ain't going to get it.
No, he's very terrible at his job. We've all decided that. Well, he's actually, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I actually am terrible at my job. Yeah, all right.
If I said that I'd give the brownie to the man who can cook me the best meal, the best quail, it wouldn't be you.
No, absolutely not. I'm absolutely bloody awful.
I'm starting to think that you're all failures.
No, we absolutely are. That's why the competition started.
And so we don't reward failure. That's what my father instilled in me.
Okay. Keep telling the story.
No, Ronan Keating, stop, please.
No, keep talking over this. It adds to the ambience.
I just think that as an alpha in this world, you need to know that as an alpha standing in front of a lot of betas, you are worse than me. And if anybody deserves this brownie more than me, it's the man who's standing at the front door right now waiting to get in. It's Mel Gibson.
Hey, you go, man. Give me some bloody brownie. Bloody brought Ronan Keating with me as well. Could you hear him through the door? Hell yeah. That's a good dinner scene. That's a great dinner scene. I'd watch the shit out of that. great scenes throughout the whole thing. We've obviously got... Now, look, I'm looking at the main cast of who we're replacing. Julia Roberts, leave her as is. No need to do anything with that.
She's fantastic.
Hugh Grant, I mean, he is so good at what he does. But hypothetically, I'm just throwing out a few random changes that Arnie fits into the role. We've got the one where he's trying to jump over the fence, hits with the classic whoopsie daisy.
Yep.
I just want to hear Arnie say it. I just want to hear Arnie trying to climb a fence. He's like, whoopsie daisies. No, Arnie, can we get one more time? It sounds more natural. It's like as if you can't help but say this, you know. You gotta really add a little bit more when you're doing it. All right, here we go. One more time climbing up the fence there, Arnie. With the daisies.
Cut it there. Arnie, let's have a chat.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
I just think that we're
That's
not
natural.
We're not getting the scene and we need to get the scene.
Okay. What the thing is, but I think I'm doing everything right. The lighting is so good. You're doing a wonderful job, everyone. Keep it up. I love the spirit. It's just between you and me. If I'm falling off a fence, number one, I don't fall off fences. Number two, I'm not going to say whoopsie daisy. Can I say something that I would naturally say if I fell off a fence?
Right. Well, what would you say? If you're not going to say whoopsie daisy, then what are you going to say?
This is what I would say, okay? I'm climbing up the fence. Get on the fence. And I would fall down. And I'd go, fuck you!
Right. So instead of saying whoopsie daisy, you're gonna cuss out the fence.
No, I understand it's a PG rating, but I'm just telling you naturally, when I fall off fences, I don't say whoopsie daisy. I say fuck you.
Right. So you're gonna say the F word.
Yeah.
Now what if
you
say your F word,
yeah,
and then afterwards you then say whoopsie daisy.
Let me try it. I don't know if I'm gonna like it. Julia, go back to your trailer. This is gonna take a few minutes. I'm sorry about this.
Julia, we've got your vials of air waiting for you.
Yeah. And have we got my acting coach Michael Caine to help me out with this scene? Is he still hanging around? Michael? Nine. Michael.
Arnold, it's me. I'm right here. Here to help.
Help me out.
All right. So
he wants me to say whoopsie daisy.
He wants you to say whoopsie daisy. Yeah. I understand. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice.
Here we go.
I got that. I'm getting low, and it means, you know, I'm being serious.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening.
Know your limits, and you save Gotham City.
These are all great bits of advice, Michael Caine. I'm going to let you get back to filming that Muppets thing. Hey,
you're only supposed to climb the fence and say whoopsie-daisy. Now get up there and do the scene and say whoopsie-daisy without swearing. You got it, Arnie?
I've got it, Michael. I appreciate your friendship and your support. Okay, guys, I think I'm ready. Julia, you can come out of your trailer now. Come on. All right, guys, here we go. All right, thank you so much, Michael. I'll see you in catering after, right? All right, guys, are we ready? Are we ready to do this?
All right, everybody, action.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Action.
Yeah, no, of course I can climb the fence, and let me try. Fuck you! What's the daisies? Fuck! Have we got it? Let's call lunch.
That's all right.
Let's do it. Yay. Good work, everyone. Good work. You are the real stars. Oh, God, this movie is killing me. This movie is absolutely killing me. See, that's good. That's a good scene. I want to say it.
I am loving the idea of Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting coach.
It's Michael Caine.
I don't know why it tickles
over
me.
Lunch.
Over lunch. Can you imagine the lunch?
What are you eating there, Michael?
Well, I've got a little bit of grapefruit.
Yep.
And I'm just going to eat some of this grapefruit.
Yeah, no, you've got to make sure you keep your proteins up, you know. Yeah. I worry about you, Michael.
So what we need to do for you, Arnie, is we need to kind of get inside what it means to tick as Arnie.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to help you become and flourish to the actor you need to be.
Yeah, yeah. I just rock up, and I don't really read the lines ahead of time.
And it's evident. It's evident.
Oh, no.
But I think we can get you to be better than what you actually are.
Okay. No, Michael, this is why I hired you. This is why you're becoming my very, very close friend.
I did a movie in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. It was called The Italian Job.
Oh.
It's about a bank heist with a bunch of Mini Coopers. There's a fantastic scene.
Mini Cooper? I don't know his work.
He's related to Mini Driver.
Oh, fantastic. I know him well then. Good stuff.
And so what we do is we would blow up the doors of this thing.
Oh.
And I would say in a very loud
voice. I do that in all my movies.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love a door blowing up.
And so I would say, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's bloody good. That's me trying to be English then. That bloody good. It's very good. Bloody doors down. Yeah, I like it. It's
so
good.
If we get you to do that, if we get some doors and we blow them up, you would say,
you're only meant to blow up the bloody doors down. It's good.
I'm a little bit lost for words, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, you eat your grapefruit. I'm going to do some lifts.
Is that Mel Gibson? Maybe he can help.
Hey, young girls, what do I do over here, man?
I got to be honest, I'm getting real sick of this Mel Gibson guy. He made me eat a kebab off his bum.
Nah, mate, you wanted to do that. Remember, you brought it up.
He's got me. I did want to do it.
Why did you eat a kebab off his bum?
I don't know.
Because it was bloody delicious.
You're only supposed to eat kebabs off floors.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say success. Give it a big old tick. We can add Arnie.
We can 100% add Arnie to Notting Hill.
Yeah.
And it's a riot of a time. In fact, the film gets funnier.
It gets a lot better. And it was already perfect. And we've just made it somehow even better. I want this movie to happen, if I'm being honest. There's some particular scenes I would really like to see. Now, of course, if you enjoyed the podcast, give us a like, give us a follow, give us a subscribe, and tell us you liked it. We love the compliments we get for this. It motivates us.
Yeah, people, I think, even have recommended this film to us, and that's why we did it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. So, yeah, and keep those recommendations coming as well. We absolutely love to see it. Until next time, we will be right here.
And remember,
Yep.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's some great advice. And also remember...
Thanks, Michael Caine. Thanks, Arnie.